JSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories. We're Simon Fraser University Campus Radio. This is Jen LaFranc, and the show is Deep Tracks.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 10 a.m. on June 22nd, 2025. Welcome to episode 24 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. Today is my first show in the Sunday slot between 10 and 11 a.m. in over 5 years, as I last hosted the Steve Chong Show on Sundays in March 2020. Just before the world shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. First up today is Tipless, Poorly Drawn, with Alpha Male Elitist. That was Alpha Male Elitist from Tipless, Poorly Drawn. Next up is Pillow Fights, Hard Feelings, Soft Promises. Here is Hex. I'd like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. On June 17th, the Red Leafs track and field program announced the signing of Jackson Brielle, an elite sprinter from Langley's Walnut Grove Secondary, whose highlight performance came this spring in the BC High School Provincial Championships when he earned a silver in the boys' 100 meters. Also on June 17th, multiple SFU athletes were named to the 2025 All-Academic at-Large teams from College Sports Communicators. Owen Gusmanson in the men's wrestling, Justin Bjornson in the men's golf, Izzy Ferguson and Chloe Tran both in the women's golf. On June 19th, the Red Leafs Swimming announced their 2025-2026 schedule on their Facebook page, as they will be competing against Biola University in La Mirada, California, on September 26th and 27th.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will mention the scores from the Premier Division between June 17th and today. On June 17th, the Delta Blue Jays, Victoria Mariners, tweeted that they're hiring coaches for the 2025-26 season. The BC PBO announced that Miro Calcio of the North Island Royals committed to the UBC Thunderbirds junior varsity team, all on X. Later on June 27th, the Wally Chiefs blanked the Abbotsford Cardinals at Surrey's Wally Stadium, where Lindell Hapno of the Chiefs no-hit the Cardinals with 14 strikeouts. On June 18th, the BCPBL announced hiring alerts for coaches for both Delta and Victoria Mariners. Later on June 18th, the host Delta tripled the White Rock Tritons 3-1 at Mackey. Two games were on tap for June 19th. The visitors Langley Blaze blitzed the host Delta 11-1 at Mackey, and the visitors Abbotsford trampled the North Shore Twins 8-0 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. Four doubleheaders were on tap for June 21st, the National Indigenous Day. The Mid-Island Pirates looted the host Delta 9-0, 7-0 for a sweep at Richmond's Latrace Field. The Victoria Mariners deep-sixed the visitors Coquitlam Reds 9-1, followed by a 7-6 win for a sweep at Victoria's Latrace Field. The host UBC Thunder blanked the Victoria Eagles 3-0, followed by a 9-1 thrashing for a sweep at Termaline West Stadium, and North Shore blanked the visitors North Island Royals 2-0, followed by a 5-2 win for a sweep at North Vancouver's Parkgate. Five doubleheaders are on tap today. Four games are on right now. The Victoria Eagles and UBC Thunder at Termaline West Stadium, North Island Royals and North Shore Twins at North Vancouver's Parkgate, the Mid-Island Pirates and Delta Blue Jays at Delta Blue Jays at Richmond's Latrace Field, and the Coquitlam Reds at the Victoria Mariners at Laird's. There are no scores in all these four games so far. The later doubleheader features... Okay. Later on, UBC hosts the Victoria Eagles for Game 2 at Tourmaline West. North Shore continues in Parksville. Just a minute. Parksville continues in North Vancouver against the North Shore Twins at North Vancouver's Parkgate. Mid-Island renews against Delta at Richmond's La Trace Field. And Coquitlam resumes in Victoria against the Mariners at Lyritz Field, all at 12:30. The last doubleheader features Langley against Wally at Wally Stadium, with the first game scheduled at 2 p.m., followed by the second game at 4:30.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 21-4. The North Shore Twins are second at 23-7. The Mid Island Pirates are third at 19-11. The Wally Chiefs are fourth at 17-9. The Abbotsford Cardinals are fifth at 18-12. The EBC Thunder are sixth at 20-15. The Okanagan Athletics are seventh at 19-17. And the Victoria Eagles are 8th at 15-15, the top 8 teams make the playoffs. The Delta Blue Jays are 9th at 17-21. The North Island Royals are 10th at 11-17. The Victoria Mariners are 11th at 11-23. The White Rock Tritons are 12th at 9-25. And the Coquitlam Reds are last at 4-30.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Shabaka's Position EP. The tune is To the Moon, featuring Andre 3000. Thank you. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for June 17th. The Vancouver Canadiens bested the host Eugene Emeralds in a 12-8 barn burner, highlighted by a four-run rally in the top of fourth, started by Eddie Micheletti's two-run home run off Shane Redmacher, followed by a five-run barrage in the top of sixth, where two home runs were hit, first by Arjun Nimala, a two-run jack off Ryan Vanderhey, the eventual game-winning hit, second by Aaron Parker's round tripper off Tyler Vogel at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. Meanwhile, the visitors Everett Aqua Sox quintupled the host, the Spokane Indians 5-1, where Cole Emerson's two-run home run off Michael Prosecki in the top of third, which was the eventual game-winning hit, followed by Luis Suibel's solo shot off Stu Fleshland in the top of eighth at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Furthermore, the host Tri-City Dust Devils walked off the Hillsboro Hops 3-2 as Adrian Placencia's double off Yoenguel Gonzalez plated Ryan Nicholson at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On June 18th, Eugene thumped Vancouver 8-1 with a run on each of the bottom of first, second, fourth, fifth, followed by a three-run rally in the seventh, as the Emeralds snapped the Canadiens' 11-game winning streak. Everett jumped Spokane 9-3, highlighted by a four-run rally in the top of fifth, started by Josh Caron's solo shot, capped off by Lazaro Montes' three-run jack, both off Hunter Omlet. And Tri-City dusted off Hillsboro 8-3, where the Dust Devils hit three home runs, started by Capri Ortiz's two-run shot off Casey Anderson, which started a four-run rally in the bottom of fifth, followed by David Calabrese's two-run jack off Liam Norris in the bottom of sixth, which also plated Capri Ortiz. Capped off by Matt Kootenay's solo launch off Alexis Libano. On June 19th, Vancouver bested Eugene 9-5, highlighted by a four-run rally in the top of first, capped off by Aaron Parker's home run off Josh Bostic, followed by Carter Cunningham's two-run jack off Dylan Heck in the top of six, which was the eventual winning hit, as the Canadians hit two home runs to the Emeralds 0 and three more runs in the top of eighth to round out the scoring. Meanwhile, Everett thumped Spokane 8-3, where the Aqua Sox hit four home runs to the Indians 2 and Tri-City shaded Hillsboro 3-2, where the Dust Devils hit two home runs to the Hops 0. On June 20th, Eugene quad damaged Vancouver 4-1, highlighted by a three-run rally in the bottom of 7th. Tri-City dusted off Hillsboro 5-4, and Spokane walked off Everett 5-3 as Jared Thomas hit a game-winning two-run home run in the bottom of 9th off Elijah Dale. On June 21st, Tri-City blinded Hillsboro 14-5, highlighted by a five-run rally in the bottom of 5th. Highlighted by a five-run rally in the bottom of fifth, followed by a six-run barrage in the bottom of seventh, capped off by Caleb Pendleton's three-run launch off Liam Norris, the Dust Devils' second home run to the Hops 0, while Everett edged Spokane 3-2 in 10 innings, as Josh Caron scored on a wild pitch from Hunter Mann in the top of 10th, and Vancouver at Eugene was rained out. Three games are on tap today. Vancouver continues in Eugene at PK Park. Everett resumes in Spokane Valley against Spokane at Avista Stadium, both at 4:05, and Hillsboro resumes in Pasco against Tri-City at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, 37-25, much like the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays. So Everett and Vancouver are tied for first. The Hillsboro Hawks are third at 33-33 as an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are fourth at 32-34. The Tri-City Dust Devils are 5th at 30-36 as an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels. And the Spokane Indians are last at 29-37 as an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians. The music library. Acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or